collection is a summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which was written in Sanskrit by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He was the chief of the six Goswamis who were the direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he first met Lord Chaitanya, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada was engaged as a minister in the Mohammedan government of Bengal. He and his brother Sanatan were then named Sakar Malik and Dabir Kash, respectively, and they held responsible posts as ministers of Nawab Hussain Shah. At that time, 500 years ago, the Hindu society was very rigid, and if a member of the Brahmana caste accepted the service of a Mohammedan ruler, he was at once rejected from Brahmin society. That was the position of the two brothers, Dabir Kash and Sakar Malik. They belonged to the highly situated Saraswata Brahmana.
These two brothers, at that time their name was Sakar Malik and Dabir Kash. So they were ostracized from the Brahmin community. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special grace that he accepted two rejected gentlemen from the Brahmin society and made them Gosham. That is the special significance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He accepted Vilas Thakur from born in Mohammedan community, and he made him the Asad Navasa. The practical Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to glorify the significance of the holy day. He is actually the Asad. Navasarga, but he transferred his Navasarga seat to Haridas Thakur. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, kiva vitra kiva sudra nasikane va. It doesn't matter whether he is a Brahmin or a sudra or anyone. If he is Krishna Tattva-vetta, if he knows the science of Krishna, yes, he can be led to spiritual mark. Jai Krishna Tattva-vetta Saiti. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement to following his footsteps, everything Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started and giving sannyas for preaching, that is not unauthorized. One who criticizes this action, he does not know the principle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks it is anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can become spiritual monk. This is the secret. From the very beginning, these two Goswamis, they are not in the beginning Goswami. They are Sakar Malik, Dabir Kash. But they were made Goswami. And Haridas Thakur was made Navasa. Thank God. This is the new edition of Lecture of the Guru.
They belonged to the highly situated Saraswata Brahmana community, but they were ostracized due to their acceptance of ministerial posts in the government of Hussain Shah. It is the grace of Lord Chaitanya that he accepted these two exalted personalities as his disciples.
The Brahmin community was so strong that because acceptance of service is the business of the Shudra, the Brahmins they will not accept anyone's service. The Kshatriya, they will not accept anyone's service. And the Vaishyas also. They should live independent. Brahmins, by culture, Vedic knowledge, Kshatriyas, by exact taxes from the citizens, and Vaishyas, by trade, agriculture, they should live. To serve one is the business of the dog that is mentioned in Bhagavad. So, if there is dire necessity, a Brahmin can accept the profession of a Kshatriya or the profession of a Vaishya, but not the profession of a Shudra. But at the present moment, because everyone accepts the profession of Shudra, therefore, Shastra says, Kalam Shudra Sama. Here is the example that Sakar Mallik, he was Brahmin, Shastra Brahmin. But because he accepted, were not a Brahmin, not fools, very good scholar in Sanskrit and Arabian language, he still, because he accepted service, in the Mahamudan government, there is English. No. Punishment, there is punishment. In Hindi it is called Hukka Pani Bandh. In this society, in village is killed. If one is ostracized, nobody will smoke with him. Hukka, hukka means smoking. And pani means not to accept his water. Hukka pani man. So that is ostracized vision. That was taken against Sanatana Goswami. They are not Goswami at that time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special grace. That word, kaak ke mayur pare. Then, what happened?
It is the grace of Lord, it is the grace of Lord Chaitanya that he accepted these two exalted personalities as his disciples and raised them to the position of Goswamis, the highest position of Brahminical culture. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya accepted Haridas Thakur as his disciple, although he happened to be born of a Mohammedan family. And Lord Chaitanya later on made him the Acharya. Later on made it.
I don't know, Samanas. Dr. Koputan. Dr. Koputan is hanging on the side of his birthday.
And Lord Chaitanya later on made him the Acharya of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya's principle is universal. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna and is engaged in the service of the Lord accepted as being in a higher position than a person born in the family of a Brahmin. That is the original principle accepted by all Vedic literature, especially by the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. The principle of Lord Chaitanya's movement in educating and elevating everyone to the exalted post of a Goswami is taught in the Nectar of Devotion. Lord Chaitanya met the two brothers, Dabir Kas and Sakar Malik, in a village known as Ramkeli, in the district of Malda. And after that meeting, the brothers decided to retire from government service and join Lord Chaitanya. Sakha Malik, who was later to become Rupa Goswami, retired from his post and collected all the money he had accumulated during his service. It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that his accumulated savings in gold coins equaled millions of dollars and filled a large boat. He divided the money in a very exemplary manner, which should be followed by devotees in particular and by humanity in general. 50% of his accumulated wealth was distributed to the Krishna-conscious persons, namely the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. 25% was distributed to relatives, and 25% was kept against emergency expenditures and personal difficulties. Later on, when Dabir Kash also proposed to retire, the Nawab was very much agitated and put him into jail. But Dabir Kash, who was later to become...
This paratime, we may recall that our disciples in the support of the Bombay, those are Grihasthas, they contribute at least 55% of the income. Most of that, they are full-time engaged, but if one cannot be full-time engaged, just like we have got our disciple, Professor Howard Wheeler, and he gets more than 50% of his income for developing our new Vrindavan scheme. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we try to follow these principles laid down by the Rupa Goswami. The 50% for Krishna, for Krishna's devotee, 25% for personal imaginary, and 25% for the dependent relatives. There are many couples here, they are married. I got them married, and sometimes I am criticized by my godbrothers, but they do not know why I got them married. Here is a couple, Gurudas and his wife, Jamuna, and where is Malati? Malati is Malati and her husband, Shamsunya. And another couple, Janati and Mukunda. I sent them first missionary to London to start the temple. And for 1 year, they struggled very hard. And they called me and I started the temple. So, my Guru Maharaj wanted to start a temple in London. He sent 2 sannyasis, but it was not possible. But these grihasthas, they started. So we want to see that the mission is fulfilled. It doesn't matter whether he is a grihastha or sannyasi. So, by getting them married, I am benefited. They have helped me.
There are nothing against marriage here.
Sometimes my godmother kicks them. That I am sunless and taking part in marriage. So, I have got very good difficulties. Yeah, when I come to India, they say that I am spoiling Hindu system of life. And when I go there, the Christian says that he is the greatest enemy. They believe me, Gwangsa, but I pray to them very well. Give me my food. I go ahead, then need Gwangsa. And if I go behind, then Berul. So can you that? I have to execute my duty. I am not encouraged by the government, by God brothers, and you still have to do this duty. So far I am concerned, I know, by getting them married, I have benefited. They have done so much. He just married this boy. He is always, he has got his wife, he has got children. But he doesn't care for his wife and children. He lends his name. And he helps me in everything. The Sanskrit portion of my books. He has studied Sanskrit. He was not a Sanskrit scholar, but by his endeavor, he has studied Sanskrit. So all my books, Sanskrit editing was is done by him.
Okay.
Yeah. He works very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now he understands Sanskrit. Mm. He can read Sanskrit. So, I get facility for pushing on my missionary work. There is no harm getting married. Because in Europe, America, these boys and girls, they live like friends. So I say that you cannot live as friends. You must get yourself in marriage. And that is, let us prove. Here is a girl. Where is it? Arabia? Siberia? She was young, 15 years. She very frankly told me that I want this boy to marry. Vaikuntha. I told Vaikuntha that you are reserved for her. Over 16 years. Yes, ma'am. Another girl, she is now at Manila, the Australian. She was a famous actress. So she came to Los Angeles and turned that to me. And I asked her that you go to Tokyo, I have got a disciple, and get yourself married.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. She never thought. So, in your European countries...
That's impossible.
It is impossible. But she went and married him, and they're living peacefully.
Mm.
So now they're married. But I have to see the interest of my missionary work. Never mind. Of course, it is a novel thing that sannyasi is taking part in marriage. That's what can be done. I have to execute my mission. Oh, God. I think it is done.
But W. Akash, who was later to become Srila Sanatana Goswami, took advantage of his brother's personal money, which had been deposited with a village banker, and escaped from the prison of Hussein Shah. In this way, both brothers joined Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya at Prayag, Allahabad, India,
on the Dashashvamedha bathing ghat of that holy city. And on the Dashashvamedha bathing ghat of that holy city, the Lord instructed him continually for 10 days. The Lord particularly instructed Rupa Goswami on the science of Krishna consciousness. These teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada are narrated in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Later, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada elaborated the teachings of the Lord with profound knowledge of revealed scriptures and authoritative references from various Vedic literature. Srila Srinivasa Acharya describes in his prayers to the six Goswamis that they were all highly learned scholars, not only in Sanskrit, but also in foreign languages, such as Persian and Arabian. They very scrutinizingly studied all the Vedic literatures in order to establish the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the authorized principles of Vedic knowledge. The present Krishna consciousness movement is also based on the authority of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. We are therefore generally known as Rupanugar, or followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. It is only for our guidance that Srila Rupa Goswami prepared his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is now presented in the form of the Nectar of Devotion. Persons engaged in the Krishna consciousness movement may take advantage of this great literature and be very solidly situated in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti means devotional service. Every service...
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvamaya. He used that life to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Everyone offering to at least he advised me. So the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is very important as study for all the Vaishnava. It is a science of devotional service. And people are in Western countries taking interest in the temple university. It has become a textbook in the religious class. There are 60 students who are regularly studying the Nectar of Devotion of Israel. And gradually it is being introduced to another college. I think it's tremendous.
The candle is coming.
Coming?
Goodbye, Namah.